group of Brown Group people who were concerned about arriving traffic on a whirlwind tour around the harbor and the existing facilities. The decision was made very quickly, in a matter of 2 hours. Of course, didn't have the traffic, so we allowed the traffic to tour. This is a brutal thing, a little for it. It's lost all the time. It has no economy. So, really, I can't answer that. I just point out what we have, what is being used, what's available. And we have areas, of course, that we can make available for heavy traffic very easily. I just don't have any numbers.
Just turn on top of your head if you have 7,000 or 8,000 before it comes back. Yeah, or traffic.
The old dream of moving large tonnage into this port is a dream. Where are you going to take it? Where are the cities north of Valdez and Tijuana? Really, when you get down to the original city, it isn't good. If we should build a new city, Panama, until this work, and experience will be a heavy expansion in terms of population, service density, and
distance.
Right,
Tom? I'm just going to make one other observation. If it's in the project, the area you're talking about is really low. To a great extent, this could result in traffic moving out of town.
I think that's portrayed in the history of the Top River Northwest Trail of the trains on both sides. There were trains coming out, of course, the supply trains going back down.
They had to fire a practical kind of place to last a month. Any questions?
Yeah, you were mainly talking about transportation costs. Now, you talked already about the radical.
I think this in part was answered by the this question came up, and I believe the gave us the information that they would be working together. Well, it's been my experience down through the years that after man has worked together in hand, but he couldn't put support in place. So, taking the number of people in 1975, they contemplate being here in 3,500. I asked the question if this meant 3,500 working, 3,500 quitting, 3,500 dying. we're looking at is close to 10,000 feet of under the guidelines. And of course, this is paying through the whole program, not just the. This doesn't take into consideration, of course, the support. I think due to the transportation problem of people, it's a far greater than the transportation problem of people. We're all restricted to air traffic, restricted. Bus traffic is non-existent at this time. You could apply wartime logistics to this thing, and I think it's operating good. If the bus will leave from Bunkhouse Bay every 15 minutes, 24 hours a day for ground leave, and the next bus is pretty long. And in fact, it can't be overcome that much. It is very warm. But as far as moving people from here back to Anchorage versus Fairbanks, where they can catch a line to New York or back home, I think that's the problem.
There's no further questions. I'd like to say that Miles, if you will, contact the place of the phone is going to be available to take any additions. Corrections of the next 2 months to session for this to get the legislation to grant the by the legislature proper. Wait for me to make yourself available and myself. Undoubtedly, I'm expecting to be in here and demonstrate all work together.
End of the Valdez hearing.